Exodus 39, 35 to 39. The Ark of the Testimony, and its poles, and the expiation cover, the table, all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the pure lampstand, its lamps, even the lamps set in order, and all its utensils, and the oil for the light, and the golden altar and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the screen for the entrance of the tent, the bronze altar, and its grating of bronze, its poles, and all its utensils, the laver and its base.
The laver of bronze was a looking glass, a mirror that could reflect and expose, whereas the bronze on the altar was a reminder for God's judgment. The bronze on the laver was a mirror to expose God's people. It indicates that the judgment suffered by Christ on the cross has the power to expose us. Those who came to the laver had their uncleanness exposed. In this way, they will realize their need to wash. I remember a time years ago when my children refused to admit that they were dirty and need to wash. I picked up a mirror and held it in front of them. When they saw themselves in the mirror, they were convinced that they were dirty and they were willing to wash themselves. Likewise, the bronze of the laver is a mirror reflecting our condition and exposing our dirt. Therefore, the bronze at the altar reminds us of God's judgment, and the bronze at the laver reminds us that we are dirty and need to wash. Every day, we first need to offer Christ as a sin offering and a trespass offering. On the one hand, this will lead us to experience Christ as our life supply and as the food that is offered to God. On the other hand, it will lead us to the realization that we need the washing of the life-giving Spirit. The more we walk in the Spirit and live in the mingled Spirit, the more we shall be washed. Each washing will be a reminder not to go to certain places, contact certain persons, or be involved in situations that will defile us. Even though we may not do anything sinful, we may touch something worldly and natural and thereby be defiled.